Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Ujima Spirit Podcast. I am your host, Tika Taylor. Today's topic is dead end. Yes, we're going to talk about dead end. Dead end situations. That's what we're going to be talking about. Now, a lot of people do know when they reach that dead end. Now, we may not want to acknowledge it. We may not even want to accept it because we may want to continue doing whatever it is that we want to do. Whether it's an individual action, a behavior, it's a pattern, it's a habit, it's a way of life, maybe even a lifestyle, maybe it's a relationship. But it's something that we know that it's a dead end. We know that we just can't keep doing this. We know that it's time to give it up. It could be a bad habit. You know, it could be anything. So that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, we know that we come to a point in our lives, we just feel it intuitively in our spirit. We feel it in our minds. We feel it in our souls. We know that it's time. It's time that we let go. It's time that we move on. We know this. But somehow, because we are creatures of habits, of familiarity, we have different customs, different routines, different patterns. We're used to doing things in a certain way. We're used to being around certain people. We're used to having our lives pretty predictable. We know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, who's going to be part of it, who's not going to be part of it. It's, you know, it becomes a routine, right? But we do get to a point in our lives that we cannot keep doing the same thing. We have to make a change. We have to make a change. Let's go ahead on and start off talk about relationships, because usually that's the area where we usually have a lot of dead ends. The relationship is a dead end. I mean, you're not going anywhere. When you're with somebody and you're tired of being with that person, you're uncomfortable, you're lonely. You feel unappreciated, unstimulated, disrespected. There's no more passion. There's no more excitement, no more joy. You're bored. You're uninterested. Should I go on? I think I've said enough. Now, if you are experiencing some of these things, and you've tried your best to take the relationship to the next level, you tried your best to find that spark, trying to light that fire in that relationship. You tried your best to try to communicate with your partner. Maybe you all want to go for counseling. The other person don't want to go. Or maybe they've gone with you and nothing has changed. Maybe you had other people give you advice. Maybe you tried doing different things. And no matter what you've done, nothing is working. Nothing is working in that relationship. Nothing is working. And instead of it becoming better, because if it's growing, if it's changing, you could at least hold on a little bit because you see a sign of hope. But when it's a dead end, that's what it means. That means that you've reached that point where there's nothing else that you can do. That this is it. This is it. No matter how many times you left, you came back. Maybe everything was all right for a few days or maybe a couple weeks, maybe even a couple months. Afterwards, you all go right back to the same habits, to the same patterns, to the same routine, to the same familiarity. Now, when you reach that point in a relationship, it's a dead end. And you can't accept it like that because maybe you've accepted it like that for years. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 3 years, 2 years, 6 months. It all depends. And you get to the point where you cannot tolerate this anymore. Literally, it's making you sick. Literally, you feel sick. You get headaches, stomach aches, whenever you know this person is coming around you. Whenever you know they're coming home, whenever you hear their voice on the phone, you start to get sick. Body aches, stomach aches, back aches, all kind of discomforts in your body. So that let you know that you're very stressed out. And if you're stressed out and the stress is causing you to experience psychosomatic illnesses, then you know that is definitely a problem. It's definitely a problem. When you're trying to force yourself to have conversation with someone, when you all are just tolerating each other, when there's no more passion left, maybe there haven't been any passion for years in a romantic relationship. Maybe y'all even stop making love, stop having sex, stop being affectionate. Or when you're getting ready to be affectionate with this person, it becomes a chore. It's a task. It's a job. You don't find pleasure in it anymore. You're not excited. You're not stimulated sexually. You're not turned on. It's just something to do. Once you get to that point, it's time that you reevaluate your relationship and pretty much acknowledge that you reach a dead end. It's a dead end. When there's no more energy, when it's lifeless, the relationship is lifeless. Literally, there's no life, not even a spark. Everything has died. There's nothing you can do. It's time to let go. It's time to let go. Now, some people have reached this dead end and they do separate, go their separate ways. And, you know, they kind of miss each other because of what they could have. It's not what they had, but the possibility of being with that person and making it work again. Or maybe they're alone and they don't like the loneliness. They don't want to go through the whole dating process again. They don't want to go out there and meet people and start all over again. And I mean, it's very difficult, especially if you're older. If you've been with somebody for 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, and you have to get back out there and start dating again, I mean, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary, you know, for you to get even used to a new person. People have their habits, their ways, their personalities. Sometimes what they show you is not really who they are. So you have to get to know them. And some people don't want to go through all that. And so they call their partner, their ex, they call them back. Hey, I miss you. Let's give this another try. Let's see if we can make this work because I don't really want to be out here searching for a new partner. Oh, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to sleep alone. I don't want to have to start all over again. For whatever the reason may be, they end up coming right back to the relationship. Again, a couple of days, everything's fine. A couple of weeks, a couple of months maybe, then the whole thing starts all over. You know that's it. You have to throw in the towel. When you get to that point, when you've left three or four times and you come back, it's the same storyline. It's the same script. It's on repeat. It's the same scenario being played out over and over. You know it's time. That's it. You can't do it anymore. So you're gonna have to acknowledge that you are in a dead-end relationship. This is it. Dead-end meaning that there's nowhere else to grow. There's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else that you can do with this individual. There's nothing. And when you get to that place where there's nothing, you start to become stressed out, overwhelmed, moody, edgy. Okay, and this is when things happen. Sometimes people start taking each other for granted. Sometimes people become abusive, domineering, controlling. Sometimes people just hurt people because of the frustration. Again, people choose to hurt people. There's no excuses. But if you stay in a dead-end relationship too long, that's when things start happening. So it's very important that you acknowledge that the relationship is a dead end. We're talking about a romantic relationship. It's dead end. That's it. Sometimes people stay together for the children. But after a while, that's not even enough to keep them together, because the children are seeing what's happening between their parents, the dysfunctional behaviors, the abuse, the neglect, okay, the selfishness, the unkindness that's happening. You know, the children see all that, and it's not healthy for them either. So if you all can't be together and be loving and be cordial and be kind to each other, it's best that you end the relationship. It's a dead end. You got to let it go, right? That's a romantic relationship. All right, now let's move on to talk about friendships. Sometimes you have friends that you've been friend with them all your life. You know, you've known each other since elementary school, or maybe you were raised in the same neighborhood and you grew up together, and you've been to college together, you've been to the military together, you've been to the sorority fraternity together, you even work in similar jobs or maybe in the same location. You've done everything together, all right? But you get to a point, your best friend is not acting like your best friend anymore. And you did everything you could possibly do to try to get things back the way they used to be. Because you're friends, best friends. You used to talk all the time, share everything, go places together, do things together, and just have a wonderful time being best friends. And all of a sudden, you know, you all don't talk anymore. You all don't spend time anymore. Y'all don't have time to really engage in productive conversations, and you don't have time to even share a moment. And no matter how much you try to work on that, you know, things happen in life. Maybe your friend got married. Maybe they had a baby. Whether male or female, it doesn't matter. Maybe they got a new job. Maybe they moved to a new location. And you're trying to preserve that friendship. You're trying to hold on to what you had in the past. Because you all were in elementary together. Because you all shared so many life crisis or life moments or first time, you know, events. You know, you have this connection and this bond with this person. And you don't want to let them go because you want to continue to make new memories with them and share life's ups and downs. But things happen. You know, you get to a point, it may be a dead end. There's nowhere else to go in that relationship. Now, you may have to take a break. And sometimes you do take a break. Maybe you all don't talk to each other for a couple months, a couple weeks, a couple years. And then you try to rekindle that friendship. You try to get back to the way things used to be. You want your best friend back. You want to be able to have someone that you can confide in, someone you could trust with your deepest secrets, someone who understands your up and down, someone who knows you inside out. You want that back. But no matter what you do to try to get that back, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's something that's just a dead end now. You reach that dead end mark where you're going to have to accept that. You're going to have to let this person go because they're no longer your best friend. They're no longer playing that role in your life. Maybe they become a different person. Sometimes people go through changes in their lives that you're not aware of, and those things change them. Maybe they go through some traumatic event. You know, maybe they were raped. Maybe they were a victim of domestic violence. Maybe they lost something that was dear to them. Maybe they got a divorce or a separation. Maybe they become a parent and that's overwhelming for them, right? So people have different aspects of their personalities that come out when they go through different stages in their lives, right? So that person that you knew in elementary is not the same person now. That person you knew in college or in the military, That person you were in the sorority or fraternity with, they're not the same person. People do change. Things happen. And the relationship is now a dead end. Dead end really simply means there's no room to grow. Okay? One of the parties don't want it to grow, or the relationship has reached a point that there's nowhere else to go with it. This is where it's going to stay. And if you're comfortable with where it's at, then it's fine. You don't have to separate from your best friend. But if you are not satisfied with where things are, and you know that as much as you've tried, it's not working, maybe that other person is not putting any effort to make the friendship better. Maybe that friendship is no longer a priority for them because they have other things now that may be a priority. Sometimes when people get into intimate relationships, sometimes they can't have a best friend and an intimate partner. Sometimes they can't do that. It's too much for them to try to juggle the best friend with the lover. They can't have a husband and a best friend, or they can't have a wife and a best friend. They can't. They don't have the time, the energy, they don't have the know-how. So they tend to pick, and obviously they're going to pick their mate. Naturally, they're going to pick their mate. All right, so you may have to accept that it's over, that your best friend of 20 years can no longer be your best friend. It's a dead end. That's it. All right, and maybe you've changed. Maybe your best friend didn't change. It's you. You changed your mentality over the past 10 years. Maybe you changed your philosophical views. Maybe you changed your religion. Maybe you changed personality. And now your friend may no longer have anything in common with you. People grow and people outgrow each other, whether it's in a romantic relationship or it's in a friendship. People outgrow each other. And you have to learn to let it go. It is a dead end. That's it. All right. Now, there's no need to be bitter. There's no need to be angry. There's no need to be upset. You all shared some great times together. You had some wonderful moments. That person was there to help, to nurture, to guide, to support you, give you some great laughters. So it's over. It's time to move on. All right. That's a dead end. When you reach that point where you can't go any further. That's it. There's no room for growth. There's no possibility. It's it. It's over. That's it. And we're going to have to learn to accept that relationships sometimes reach that dead end mark. Now, does that mean that it's over? That means that things can never change? No, there's a possibility things may change one day. All right. Maybe in 5 years, things may change. When situation, circumstances change, it may change as well. And you all may find your way back together and resume your friendship. Okay? And it could be, that's it. Goodbye. There is no coming back to it because you all are totally different in terms of your lifestyle, your personality. You really don't have much in common anymore. Okay? Now, let's pick another relationship. Family. You know, of course, family, we grow up together as sisters and brothers and cousins and, you know, relatives. And we've had a lot of things happen in our families and we share. Sometimes we trauma bond with our family members. We've been through crisis and problems, domestic violence and poverty and changes and sickness and bad health and, you know, all kind of changes. And, you know, we stick together with our family members. And it's like, you know, we consider them our ride or die. You know, they're going to ride with us. They're going to die with us. You know, that's our family. That's our blood. That's our relative. That's our, you know, we're not going anywhere. So we think, right? But sometimes things happen where family members who were very close, they grow apart. A sister, a brother, a cousin, you know, you grow apart. There was a time in your lives where you all were very close. You all used to talk all the time, spend time together, go out and attend family gatherings and, you know, plan things for the family. I mean, it was just very exciting to have a family member that you can call a friend or a best friend. But something happened. something happened that now you are no longer close. You're not together anymore. You know, maybe it's a physical separation. Someone moved to another location. You know, it's a forced migration. You have to leave your home country to go to another country. You know, it could have been you got married, you know, you separated. I mean, it could have been a lot of things. Somebody joined the military, somebody went off to college. It could be a lot of things. Somebody found a job somewhere far, they had to go, or not even far at all. They just don't have the time anymore, right? Sometimes maybe something bad happened in the family. There was some type of gossip or misunderstanding or domestic violence involved, and you all are not friends anymore. Even though you're still family, biologically, you're always going to be related. You can't undo that. That is not something that can be undoed, all right? But you do get to that point where you're no longer close anymore. Sometime it could have been something that was done intentionally or maliciously, okay? It could have been a lie that was told. You were falsely accused of something. Somebody claimed you did something, some false allegations. It could have been anything, all right? And now you and that family member are no longer close. You all don't get along anymore. And it's more like you're enemies now than you're friends. You're not even friends anymore. You're still family. You can't ever change that. But you're no longer close. Sometimes even enemies. How do you deal with that? Sometimes you have to accept that it's a dead end. No, now you accept that it's a dead end after you've done everything that was possible. Okay, now after the first incident of something, you're not going to say, well, that's it, that person's not going to be my best friend no more, that person's not going to be my lover anymore. It depends on what it is. That person, if that person did something that was so horrible, so horrific, okay, we could understand that. We could understand that one time, that's it, like they say. Fool me once, that's on you. Fool me twice, that's on me. All right, so we have to take heed when people do things, they show us who they are. They show us their true colors or their nature, right? Now, it reaches a dead end when you've done everything possible. When you done sacrifice, you gave, you understood, you forgave, you went above and beyond, you went out your way, then you have to give it up. Then you realize it's a dead end. Your cousin don't want to be your friend anymore. Your cousin is not acting like a family member. Your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. You may have to let it go. When these people are causing you more harm than good, when they don't have your best interest at heart, when they're using and abusing and exploiting you and taking advantage of you, then you have to realize that you are in a dead end relationship. It's a dead end. Even family relationships could be dead end. Dead end when you reach that point where there's nowhere else to go. You're locked in this place, this box. And you feel like you're going around in circles. There's no room for growth or progress. There's no room for healing. There's no room for forgiveness. Even if you forgive, but the person keep doing the same thing over and over. So it's like, how can you keep forgiving over and over and over again? There's no room for that. Because it's deliberate, it's intentional, it's malicious. It's no longer a mistake. When someone keeps doing something over and over, it's no longer a mistake. It's not an accident. It is a choice. That person is choosing to hurt you. Now, sometimes family members do take each other for granted. Oh, that's family. That means that you're not going anywhere. That no matter what you do, you can't just remove yourself from the family. Biologically, you can't because you are already genetically connected. And you're going to be genetically connected until the day you die. That's your family. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to stay and be used, abused, exploited, or taken advantage of. You don't have to, or disrespected. Because a lot of family members, they tend to think that, oh, that's just my family, and I can talk to them any kind of way. I can treat them any kind of way. I don't have to be courteous or nice. Thank you, please. I don't have to address them in a respectful way. Some family members do take each other for granted, take each other, you know, just for a ride. They use and abuse each other. We see that happen all the time. All right. So because of that, you may decide that, listen, I can't do this anymore. Every time I'm trying to take a step forward, my family members keep pulling me back. Sometimes there's jealousy in the family. There's insecurity. There's fears. There's worries. There's low self-esteem. And these people, they will attack each other. This is a dysfunctional family. So if you finally realize at some point that you are in a dysfunctional family, that all your family members are dysfunctional, or the majority of them, and you cannot be around them because then they're going to influence you to behave in a dysfunctional way, and you don't want to live like that, then you're going to have to accept that you are in a dead-end relationship. It's a dead end. That's it. If they don't want to grow, they don't want to change, they don't want to work with you, then there's nothing else to do. Now, you could accept it as it is and live with that and interact with them on that level. If you can do that, then that's perfectly fine. But if you can't do that, then it's a problem. Then you're going to have to accept that this is a dead end relationship. This is a dead end situation. Nothing is going to change. Now, maybe you were dysfunctional too at one point, and maybe you got some counseling, you got some therapy, you got some help. You stepped outside of that family box and you interact with other people who are healthy, who are normal. And now you understand that, hey, you are in a very bad place in your family. And you're coming to your family bringing the good news. Hey, you know, you guys can change. You don't have to stay this way. You know, you can do this. You can do that. We could do this. We could do that. And they're looking at you like you're crazy. Like you bumped your head and lost your mind. This is how they're looking at you. Like something's wrong with you. We're okay. We like being dysfunctional. We like acting crazy. And if you don't like it, then that's you. Now, some people, after they get a college degree, sometimes, you know, they go back home and maybe their family is not as educated. Maybe nobody else in the family went to college. Sometimes some family members can be jealous. Oh, now you think you're educated. Now you got a college degree. You think you're better than us. And that's not the case sometimes. The case is just that now you're just educated. That's the only difference. You're still you, but because you're educated, maybe you want to live differently. Maybe you've been exposed to different opportunities and, you know, different ways of life and different ways of thinking. And now you want to have a different life, which is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes your family may not understand that. So they may think that you're judging them, or you're being condescending, you're looking down on them, or, you know, you think you're too good, which is not true. Now, let's look at the opposite. Sometimes it is true. Sometimes people go away and they get educated, college educated, and they come back. They do look down on their family. They do talk about them, call them ignorant and dumb and stupid, and they don't want to associate or relate to them in any way. Sometimes it happens. All right. So we're not going to just act like those things don't happen. They do happen. Now, but for the most part, it doesn't happen like that. When people go away and get educated, they don't come back to their family acting like they're better. Sometimes they even try to act as normal as possible. Sometimes they even downplay themselves. Sometimes they even play small, not to make their family feel threatened or insecure. Okay? Now, a job. Maybe you got a promotion. Maybe now you are a police officer, you're a fireman, or, you know, maybe you are a teacher, or maybe you are a high, you know, executive in a company. Yeah, maybe you got a good job now, and your family may be jealous of that, or, you know, they're resentful of that. You know, maybe you're the only one that escaped poverty. Instead of being happy for you, sometimes they are upset, they're mad. You know, they get jealous because they're insecure about their own financial situation, or they expect you to lift the whole family out of poverty and expect you to take care of everybody in the family. We see that when people win the lottery, or when the athletes, you know, the entertainers get rich, they become rich, and now their family member expects them, oh, you're going to have to take care of me. You're going to have to do this. And they don't have to. They can help because they want to practice generosity. They want to help their family, but there has to be a plan for them to help themselves, right? And absolutely, they have to place their own needs first and then their family second. But the family wants them to put them first and their own needs second. So you get to that point where you have to let your family go. You have to let your family go. Now, the last thing I want to talk about family is that when your family is just totally dysfunctional to the point where they're hurting other people, and they're doing things that are reckless, or they're doing things that are immoral. You know, you can't just idly sit there being part of your family and remaining silent and not saying anything about it. You have to realize that if you're going to be around your family, you're going to be part of this family, you're going to have to be responsible as well. You can't sit there and enable them to do things that are wrong. If you know they're hurting people, you know your family member is an abuser, you know they're beating their wife, or they're beating their husband, or beating their girlfriend or their boyfriend, or they're abusing their children, you got to say something. You can't just sit there and act like you don't know right from wrong. You got to be outspoken. And if you can't do that, it's a problem. You may have to let go of that family member. Or that family member is living a lifestyle that you know is wrong. You know it's morally wrong. You know, yes, their life, but it's your family as well. And they want you to engage in those things, or they want you to just be part of it, and they want to do it in front of you. It's like they have to respect your morals and your values and your ethics as well. You know, they want you to remain silent and let them do what they want to do, but yet they want to come and tell you what to do and check you, but they don't want you to say nothing to them. All right. So no, when it gets to that point where they want you to respect their lifestyle, but they don't want to respect your lifestyle, it's a problem. They want you to respect their opinion, but they don't want to respect your opinion, it's a problem. When they're trying to force certain lifestyles on you, they're trying to force certain behaviors on you. They're trying to make you do certain things. No, you have to take a stance and you have to put down your boundaries and say, no, I'm not going to allow you to impose anything on me. If that's the life you want to live, that's you. But don't force it down my throat. If it's wrong based on my morality or my spirituality or my religious belief, don't try to force that on me. If that's the way you want to live, that's fine. That's your life. Do what you want, but don't try to force it on me. Okay? So when you get to that point where there's no more respect in that family, when people don't want to honor other people's values, you know, you may not believe in my value, but just honor it. Just give me the right to have my values. When that happens, you may have to realize that you're in a dead-end relationship. This is not just one thing. We're talking about multiple things going on, and it's going on for years. And a lot of people put up with dysfunctional family members, and they put up with it. They tolerate it. They have so much patience. But you get to that point where you're tired of it. You don't want to be exposed to this anymore, especially when you have children. You don't want your children to be exposed to the dysfunctional behavior, to the reckless lifestyle, to them being totally irresponsible. You don't want to bring your children around that. And you don't have to. And don't allow anybody to force you to do that, because you're the one that's going to have to deal with the consequences. Consequences. There's consequences to every action, every deed. All right. So you have to realize when you're in a dead end relationship with your family members, you're just going to have to let it go. It's a dead end. They don't want to budge. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to go for counseling. They don't want to go for therapy. They don't want to have a family session where you all talk about the problem and find a solution. They just want to go around in circles and keep doing the same thing over and over. No, it's time. It's time. It's time for you to let it go. It's time for you to acknowledge that this is a dead end, because that's the topic today, dead end. Okay, let's talk about your job. A lot of people get to the point, you know, they realize they're in a dead-end job. Dead end. There's no room for progress. There's no room to grow. There's no promotion. There's no type of mental stimulation. There's no good people in the work environment that you could have a good friendship with in terms of just the time that you're at work. You don't have to see these people outside of the work environment. But at least there are good people where you can have a great relationship with during the time that you're working. Now, when you are in a working environment and it's so toxic, People are backstabbing each other. People are gossiping. People are tearing each other down. People are just being hostile and aggressive or passive aggressive. There's micromanagement. There's no room for you to practice any type of self-initiative. You know, there's no room for you to, you know, make any suggestions. There's no room for progress or growth. When you find yourself in that type of working environment, it's a dead end. And no matter what you try to do to bring some changes to that work environment, to raise the morale, okay, you try to do some social activities in the workplace, try to do some special projects to bring people together so you can have a good working experience, because we do spend a lot of our time at work. Some people are at work 9 to 12 hours. Between 9 to 12 hours, sometimes people are at work. So if you are in a toxic working environment, it could be very stressful. It could be very painful psychologically, emotionally, even physically. You start to get body aches and headaches and backaches, and you just feel bad because you're in a toxic environment. So when you get to the point that no matter what you do, maybe you like the type of work that you're doing, but you don't like the people there. Maybe, you know, they've undergone some management changes, some administrators have left, and, you know, they have changed the focus of the company, or they're no longer doing this, they're doing something else, and whatever it is that they're doing, you're not happy with it. You're not happy with the management. You're not happy with the relationship people are having. Or maybe you're not happy with the type of work that you're doing. Maybe initially you started doing one type of work, and then now you were assigned something else. Okay, now, so it's very important that you see that you have to see how many things you could actually do to make it better. There are things that you could do personally to kind of make the work environment better for yourself. Maybe you could get up and, you know, take a break and go outside and get some sunshine, you know, walk a little bit, clear your mind. Maybe if it's possible, you put a little music in your workstation. If it's possible, you can go ahead on and light a scented candle if it's possible. If not, then you don't do it. Anything that you can do to try to make this a better experience, all right? Whatever you can do. Now, if you can't, then you can't. Now, but you have to get to that point where you acknowledge that this is a dead end. We're talking about dead end. When you realize that this is it. I mean, no matter what you do, nothing's going to change. There's no room for growth. There's no room for progress. There's nothing. Now, some people may be in a position where they can grow financially. I mean that they're going to get raises. They're going to get promotions. But the work environment itself is toxic. Even though they're getting promotions, they're getting a raise. Maybe they like what they're doing. But the work environment, meaning the people, are very toxic and dysfunctional and immature. Now, sometimes we expect, because people are working, because they're professionals, because they have college degrees, because they're very educated, we assume that they have a higher level of maturity. But that's not true. A lot of people have college degrees who are very immature. College degree don't give you maturity, emotional maturity, or even mental maturity. You know, a high-paying job does not give you maturity. It doesn't give you common sense. So we do have a lot of people in the workplace who are very dysfunctional. And because of that, it becomes a dead end. The workplace becomes a dead end place. It's dead end. There's nothing that you can do to make it better. You've done everything within your power. You can't change it. So the only thing you could do is prepare yourself to look for something else. You have to change that workplace. You got to go find something else. Okay? Go find something else because it's not working. This is a dead end. You reached a dead end. Let's talk about your neighborhood, your environment. Because some people like living in the same place. They don't want to move because moving is a hassle. When you have to pack all your belongings, you really don't know what you have until you start packing. It's a lot of work, and moving is a process. You know, it's not something that just get up and go. I mean, you have to move 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 4-bedroom. You have to move everything, every piece of object in that place. You got to move. And it's a lot of work, something that takes time. Sometimes people start packing and it takes them 2 months to pack. Or it takes them a whole 3 months or 4 months, depends on how long they have. And it takes a lot of work, a lot of work. And now you have to find somewhere to live. But if your neighborhood has become a dead end environment, okay? Dead end, meaning that there's no room for growth. Maybe you live in a neighborhood, you lived in this place all your life. And you have sentimental attachment. You know, you have this nostalgia kind of thing. You kind of get that feeling, you know, hey, when I was 10 years old, this is what I did here in this neighborhood. When I was 15, when I was 20, you know, you have this connection with this neighborhood, with this social environment, right? Now, things are changing. Now, you have people moving into the neighborhood, people moving out of the neighborhood. You have things that are changing, they're building things, and they're bringing new type of cultures into the neighborhood. They're bringing new businesses into the neighborhood. And because of that, a lot of things change. And if the neighborhood is becoming toxic, meaning that it's not conducive to your well-being and your growth, this is what you have to look at. If that neighborhood is not some place that you can grow in, it's not somewhere where you can raise your children if you have children, or if you are in a relationship, you can have your relationship. And no, if it's not working for you anymore, you have to realize that you have to let it go. It's a dead end. There's nothing you can do to improve your neighborhood. The neighbors, there's nothing you can do to change that. The environment, social environment, the physical environment, or maybe they're not taking care of the physical environment the way they used to. Maybe the people who are bringing things into the neighborhood now are not bringing things that are of positive nature. They're bringing things that are negative. Maybe they're living a certain lifestyle that you don't like. You don't want to raise your children around. No, I mean, you have to get to that point where you have to accept that this is a dead end. This is not working. This is not working. I have to get out of here. And so that's when you have to pack your bags and you got to move. Some people don't like it, but that's something that you have to do. You have to, when you find yourself in a dead end neighborhood, there's no growth, there's no progress. People are not talking to each other. People are not building, they're not growing. There's no sense of community. People are not working together. You can't go to the park. It's not a park. There's not a gym. There's not an area where people can meet and socialize. It doesn't have a culture. You know, it depends on what you're looking for. So if it no longer meets your needs and you're growing and you're changing and you want somewhere that reflects your new mindset or your new lifestyle, then it's time to move. It's time for you to let it go and move on. Right? Especially if it's after a divorce, after a separation, maybe a death, a loss. It's time to move on. Sometimes you have to move to a new environment in order for you to open yourself up to growth and progress. If you're in a dead-end situation, it's not just the neighborhood. It could be the city. It could be the state. It could be the country that you're living in that you need to get away. And it's just not just your little neighborhood. It could be the bigger place. And that's the reason why your neighborhood is impacted or affected, because the whole city is just going downhill. Maybe the whole state is downhill. Now we see people are moving from the north to the south. A lot of people are leaving up north and coming down south. Some people, they like the weather down south. Some people, they like, you know, the culture down south. It's a little bit more things to do, all right? So when you go through different phases in your life, you may want a different lifestyle. And certain neighborhoods or certain cities or certain states may offer you more of that. So it's something for you to think about. You don't have to feel like you're stuck, like you're in a dead end situation. It's a dead end. So it may be time for you to move, right? Now let's talk about personal, because we talk about a lot of things that are external, A lot of things that we may not have no control over. We can't control other people, if they want to stay in relationship with us or not. We can't control the job. We just have to get up and leave. We can't control our family members. We can't control the environment. But we can control ourselves. Now, sometimes we realize that we have a mindset that's a dead end. We're thinking in a certain way that's a dead end because our thinking is not practical. It's not serving our best interests. We have a certain mindset or a certain mind frame, or we have a certain perspective of the world that's not healthy. Maybe that served us when we were younger, in our teenage years, in our 20s, maybe in our 30s. It depends on where you are in your life. Now, maybe it was okay in the past, but right now you find yourself changing. And the way that you're thinking, it's a dead end. It's not really conducive to your personal growth and development. Maybe you're closed-minded. Maybe you're very opinionated. You don't really get a chance to listen to other people's opinions and see other way of thinking and other ways of doing things. And if you're that way, then you're not allowing yourself the opportunity to get new information that can help you grow. So you may have a dead-end mindset when you don't even give yourself a chance to even think about something. Oh, I don't want to hear that. No, I don't want to hear it. Oh, no, no, I don't want to do that. No, 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 no. Everything is no. If you don't have an open mind, then basically you have a dead-end mindset. That means that you're only living in the past. You're only living in the past because if you're living in the moment, then you're open to things that are happening in the moment. If you're open to controlling your future in terms of bringing certain experiences into your future, you're open to that. Okay, but if you're stuck in the past, oh, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this since 15. I've been doing this since I was a kid. All right, it's time for change. You have to acknowledge when you have a dead-end mentality. We can have a dead-end mentality. You want to keep doing things the same way. Like some people say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's working for you, just keep doing it. Yeah, you can do that for the most part. That's how you have stability in your life. You do things that work. You do things that get you what you want. Now, there's another part where you have to be open. You want change. Now, if you see yourself just having a daily routine and every day you find yourself doing the exact same things, there's nothing that's different. Now, maybe you may like it that way. Maybe you want to come home from work, take a shower, eat, watch TV, go to sleep. Maybe that's your life. But are you not interested in adding other things to your life? All you do is go to work, eat, take a shower, watch TV, and go to sleep. That's it. That is the life that you're living. I mean, are you not interested in experiencing something different? Maybe you want to visit somewhere. Maybe you want to meet new people. Maybe you want to read a book. Maybe you want to have another experience that you've never had before. Maybe you want to take a class. Maybe you want to take on a new hobby. I mean, maybe you want to listen to some music. Maybe you want to be creative. Maybe you want to practice a different type of spirituality or religion. Maybe you want to learn a different philosophy, another way of life. Maybe you want to see a different environment. All right, you got to be open because sometimes some people are practicing a dead-end mentality and they have a dead-end lifestyle. Their lifestyle is so predictable. Everything is by the minute and the second. There's no room for spontaneity. There's no room for just being in the moment, being present. These people are confined to this routine, to this schedule. This is all they do. They're locked into this pattern. And they don't see another way. All right. So when we talk about dead end, we're not just talking about other people being dead end. We're talking about ourselves being dead end. We have to catch ourselves. You know, we get into this rut, into this way of doing things. And we do these things for years. For years, people do the same thing over and over. Sometimes people don't even try new foods. They stick to the same food for years. 20 years, they eat exactly the same food. They never say, you know what? Let me introduce a new type of food. Let me try something different. Maybe another nationality's food. Try another food from another country, another ethnic group, another race. Okay? Try a different culture. Experience another culture. People live differently around the world. Try to meet someone from a different background to see how they live. Visit another family, see how they operate, how they function. There's so many things to do. Take a cruise. Some people have never left their neighborhood. They've been in the same neighborhood for 20, 30 years. Go live in another location. See how you feel. You've been living in a house. Now you're downsizing, sizing. Go live in an apartment. Go live in a condo. See how that life would be. Or you've been living in a condo, an apartment. Go live in a house. See how it feels to have your own backyard. I'm just throwing out some suggestions. There's different things to do. All right? Sometimes people are in relationships and they do the same thing over and over. Try something different to spark your relationship. Do something that's passionate, something that's alive, something that's different. It doesn't mean something reckless or something dangerous. It doesn't mean something that's going to cause you harm. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something within reason. Something that's not going to harm you in any way. It's just that you're opening yourself up to having an open mind. And you don't want to have that dead-end mentality. If you have a dead-end mentality, you're going to have a dead-end lifestyle. You're going to have a dead-end habits and ways and traits. Personality traits. Some people have a rigid personality. Some people are very conservative. You know, they're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. And I'm not ridiculing anyone. I'm not targeting anyone. If you have a rigid personality, you have a rigid personality. But I'm just here to tell you that you don't have to. Maybe you've been rigid or conservative for 30 years. When I say conservative, meaning that you're not going to try different things. You know, once you grow accustomed to something, you're not going to change. You know, you're very reserved, okay? You're not as impulsive. You're not as spontaneous. Now, I am for being responsible. I'm for being mature. I'm for being accountable. I'm for being careful. So in that way, there's nothing wrong with being conservative. But if you're rigid, you're a tight person, and you don't want to be flexible to enjoying life, that's when it's a problem. That's when it's a problem. It's a dead end. You're in a dead end mindset. You're in a dead end lifestyle. If you can't see yourself growing, that is the problem. You got to see yourself growing. And no one else has to set that standard for you. You have to set it for yourself. Nobody's going to tell you you need to grow on this level, on that level. No, nobody has that right. It's you. When you have an open mind, okay, and you're willing to experience new things in life, you're willing to try different things, you're willing to grow, you set your own standard. You are going to be the one to tell yourself what you can or cannot do. Nobody, you know, you don't need to listen to anybody else's standard or suggestion or opinion or advice. Nobody has to tell you go skydiving. I mean, you don't have to. If you are not comfortable with skydiving, you don't have to do that. Maybe you could just go to a new park instead of going to the same park every single week. Go try another park in another neighborhood. As long as you know it's safe, you can go there. It's not a problem. Instead of eating at the same restaurant all the time, go try a new restaurant. Now, you can still do things that you are used to doing, but just do it in a different way. You know, if you're used to going out to restaurants, I'm not saying stop. Just go try different restaurants. That's it. You know, I mean, you're used to buying flowers. Instead of you just buying roses, buy you some lilies. Or buy you some daisies. Just do something different. That's all. If you're used to watching drama, all your movies are drama, watch some comedy. That's all. Try something. We're not telling you to do something that's so extreme. All right, we're not telling you to go bungee jumping. Nope, we're not telling you to go ski on the mountains. If you want to do that, you can, but it's not something that's so drastic for you. You may have to gradually make those changes. The whole point is we're talking about dead end. It's a dead end that you're not growing. You're not having new experiences. You're not opening yourself up to having a different opportunity. Life is about growth and progress. You have to set standards for yourself. How do you want to grow? Where do you want to be 2 months from now, 2 years from now? What do you want to experience? What do you want to get out of this life? You can't get stuck in a routine and a pattern and a way of life. You know, I mean, we can't control other people, but we can control ourselves. We can't make people do things for us or with us. We can't do that, but we can choose to do things for ourselves. We can choose the lifestyle that we want to have. We can choose the experiences that we want to have. We do have a choice, and a lot of people act as if they don't have a choice. Some people forget that, you know, there's other opportunities out there. There's a whole world out there waiting for you. Whole different lifestyle, whole different culture. Whole different perspective. It's a whole different world. Just listen to music. Listen to different music. That within itself will open your mind to other possibilities. Read different books. Will tell you about different experiences. Watch different documentaries. Go visit different cities. If you can't leave your state, you can't leave your country, it's fine. Just visit different cities. If you can't visit different cities, just go drive in different neighborhoods and see how people live, see how people function, see how people think. It's a whole different world out there. And people stay in their little box, in their little corner, and they think that's all there is. But they're in a dead end. It's a dead end. They're not going anywhere. And these people think that the whole world is like this, but it's not. So it's time that we acknowledge when we are in a dead-end situation, whether it's a dead-end relationship, dead-end job, dead-end environment, dead-end lifestyle, dead-end mindset, dead-end habits and routines and patterns. We need to get rid of all that. We have the opportunity every day to choose to live a different life. Yes, we're going to have stability. We're going to have security. We're going to have predictability. Yes, we have that as a foundation. But you do have certain things in your life that you can change. There are certain things that you can do differently. It is up to you. It is your option. Always consider that option and utilize it whenever you can, because that's what life is all about. Life is not about being in a dead-end situation. Life is about growth, personal growth, progress. It's about PGB, progressively getting better. That's what it's about. That's what life is about. And that includes opening yourself up to new experiences. It doesn't have to be anything that's bad or detrimental to your well-being. Of course, you're not going to do anything that's not in your best interest. You're going to think about the consequences. You're going to prepare. You're going to plan. And then you're also going to have moments where you're spontaneous. You're going to get up and go, hey, I'm going to have something different for breakfast this morning. Hey, I'm going to go visit somewhere. Hey, I'm going to watch a different movie. Hey, I'm going to listen to different music. Hey, I'm going to do something different today. Something that I have never done before. Something that I have never experienced. I want to talk to somebody that I would never speak to. Try something different. It's up to you to transform your life from a dead end to PGB, progressively getting better. Thank you.